Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Jasmine Opperman, analyst at ACLED, which of course is Armed Conflict Location and Events Data Project. Jasmine, a very, very good morning. Great to chat to you again. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I hope you're doing well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. All right. So, so we've spoken quite extensively about what is going on in Mozambique. Is this a game changer?
No, it's not a game. If you take that the right, I'm going to move in, do a move 2 month training program, it is simply too short a time to get the local forces fit for purpose. So no, a game changer, it is not. It is more about foreign or American influence in the region expanding and trying to get a foothold in the insurgency and countering it.
Wow. So you don't see this as a positive thing at all?
That the Mozambican government needs help, that the security forces needs help in training stands without doubt. Howard, I've said this on your program how many times? The problem we are sitting with in Mozambique now is the what I've coined as Iraqification. That is to say, where there's a complete over-militarization, where the military is seen as the solution to the problem, where the Mozambican government remains reluctant in admitting the local roots, the Americans with the designation played right into their court by announcing the Islamic State in Mozambique as a separate entity. God knows where they got that intelligence from. And so what has happened is they've strengthened their hand and a narrative that is misdirecting what we are sitting with in Cabo Delgado. And that is a youth element extremely dissatisfied with their environment.
So it's actually, it's become around a social issue as well. You can't just send in the Green Berets and expect them to hammer the hell out of the insurgents and go home. You're saying it's got to be dealt with on a number of different levels.
You've got it, Howard. A hard security is needed. The rain season is coming to an end. The decline in attacks is, we are going to see a reversal in that for the next few months. So security is needed. But what do you fill the environment with once you have battle successes? And currently there is nothing. People are still streaming out of Cabo Delgado. We're looking at over 700,000 IDPs. People are living in fear. Mozambique, the prior, is a wrecked town. It's going to take years to address the aftermath of the insurgency. And I don't see that comprehensive and integrated approach at play.
Could this potentially make it worse? Because if you've got this short-lived, very aggressive maybe attack on it, and then everybody goes home, that potentially could exacerbate it, surely.
Exactly, Howard. A frozen insurgency does not mean a defeated insurgency, and that we must keep in mind. And what is concerning is that the Islamic State, in its global expansion strategy, noted the opportunity. They've noted and they've claimed 45 credit to attacks. So already we have foreign terror organizations taking note. And we cannot ignore the role of these terrorist organizations. And for us, and what the Islamic State relies on is time. Time to entrench themselves. And I'm afraid if we do not deal with this matter urgently and effectively, the Islamic State, as an institutionalized reality, is going to confront the region.
Where's South Africa with all of this?
South Africa has expressed on numerous occasions that they are willing to assist, that they want to assist. Now, we do know training has taken place. We know Dyke Advisory Group has been involved as a private military consultant. But the problem lies in Maputo, lies in Mozambique. The government is simply not keen to see SADC getting involved in direct military combat in Cabo Delgado. They prefer bilateral arrangements. I mean, we have 3 or 4 meetings now, everyone promising a roadmap on the way forward and how the region can assist. Nothing forthcoming. And then we get back to the question, Howard, our capacity, capability, and financial means to enable a sustained intervention, because this is not a short intervention. This is 2 to 3 years minimum. Do we have such a capability in the region? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Why would the U.S. care?
There are a few factors at play. One, keep in mind we've got Exxon within the LNG sector as a private entity with massive benefits. We must not underestimate the amount of investment and benefits that could be derived. Then you sit with French interests, you sit with Russian interests, you sit with Chinese interests. So in terms of Biden and his statements in terms of countering Chinese-Russian influence in Africa, I see this intervention also having that dimension. U.S. trying to maintain and expand and counter other role players on the African continent in terms of influence and directing local combat operations. Biden, old wine in an old bottle with a new label.
I absolutely love that. Are there ISIS cells here in South Africa?
We cannot ignore that reality. I have been warning for several years that we do have ISIS presence. Do we have ISIS cells ready to execute attacks? I still have to see the evidence. But the moment you have ISIS loyalists on home soil, you are always sitting with the risk factor of an opportunity that can be used, can be exploited, and then can proceed with an attack. Will Cabo Delgado be the inspiration for such an attack in South Africa? I doubt seriously. The links are simply too weak at this point in time. But if ISIS gets closer and already is closer to home, the communication is shortened, propaganda has intensified, and with that, we can see individuals deciding to take action in the name of the Islamic State, yes. And my concern is our intelligence service, crime intelligence, military intelligence have imploded, and I'm afraid I do not see them having the capacity nor capability to be able to pick this up and to counter it effectively.
So then we would really be relying on international support here in Southern Africa. And by we, I mean Mozambique, South Africa, any of these countries, surely.
Howard, yes, we cannot. And I hope there's a change in the shift of minds within the intelligence service. I'm talking civilian intelligence service, as I come from that environment. We need collaboration with foreign intelligence services, be it Western, be it Eastern, be it Middle East, be it India. Our preoccupation, our conspiratorial mindset on collaborating with the West must come to an end. That's why we have intelligence analysts to pick up if they have agendas, for heaven's sakes. But we need collaboration. We cannot fight the Islamic State in our little bubble, because that is not going to work.
Very, very interesting. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. And absolutely amazing and interesting to chat to Jasmin Opperman, analyst at ACLED. Thank you, as always, and for keeping us informed on this conversation.